Now turn to part 4. You will hear three people, Norman and Linda Hunter, and Linda's friend Patty, talking in a shopping centre about their children. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer A, B or C. There will now be a pause of 1 minute for you to look through part 4. And then, have we finished after Smith's?
We've just got to pick up the dry cleaning, and then we'll still get back in time for the match.
Linda!
Patty! You've met Norman, haven't you?
Oh yes, we met at the Thompsons' Christmas party last year.
Yes, you were telling me all about your young rocket scientist.
Oh yes, how is Stuart getting on?
Oh, fine, fine. You know, the usual.
Didn't sound very usual to me.
Norman, he doesn't mean it. You'll never guess what. Our Matthew started French lessons. He's only 7, and he already knows all the numbers and how to tell the time.
Yes, Stuart does French and German. After all, languages are so important these days. And, you know, the younger you start.
Oh, yes, just what every 7-year-old needs. It never caused me any trouble not knowing 3 languages.
But this is the 90s. In 10 years, everyone will need these things. And if you don't invest in his education now, Matthew won't be thanking you in years to come.
And he can teach us about these things at the same time. He was showing me how to play chess on the computer the other night. He's already got to level 3.
Oh, Linda, you ought to find out about these things. He expects to learn from you, not be your teacher. I did a course at night school just so I could show Stuart the important things. And he's progressing so fast now that I've had to start the night classes again.
I could never manage that, what with the hours I work.
So you're still doing 6 nights a week?
I'm afraid so. Still, tomorrow night's my night off.
Poor you. I don't know how you put up with it.
Is your husband still sending you the maintenance checks every month then?
Norman.
Actually, he's my ex-husband now. But he does still send the cheques, and he's even agreed to cover Stuart's school fees when he goes to Hanborough in 6 years' time.
Oh, how wonderful.
Well, they do have one of the best computer departments, which will be so important in his later life.
Does Stuart ever have time to play?
What do you mean? He's got all the latest computer games, if that...
No, I mean play with other kids. Kick a ball around, get in fights.
Well, he goes to junior school and he probably does those things.
Norman, it's not the same as when we were at school.
Isn't it? Matthew's a kid, isn't he? He likes to laugh sometimes, and all he seems to do is one lesson after another. What a way to spend a childhood.
So, this is about...
You will hear the piece again.
And then, have we finished after Smith's?
We've just got to pick up the dry cleaning, and then we'll still get back in time for the match.
Linda!
Patty! You've met Norman, haven't you?
Oh yes, we met at the Thompsons' Christmas party last year.
Yes, you were telling me all about your young rocket scientist.
Oh yes, how is Stuart getting on?
Oh, fine, fine. You know, the usual.
Didn't sound very usual to me.
Norman, he doesn't mean it. You'll never guess what. Our Matthew started French lessons. He's only 7, and he already knows all the numbers and how to tell the time.
Yes, Stuart does French and German. After all, languages are so important these days. And, you know, the younger you start...
Oh, yes, just what every seven-year-old needs. It never caused me any trouble not knowing three languages.
But this is the 90s. In 10 years, everyone will need these things. And if you don't invest in his education now, Matthew won't be thanking you in years to come.
And he can teach us about these things at the same time. He was showing me how to play chess on the computer the other night. He's already got to level 3.
Oh, Linda, you ought to find out about these things. He expects to learn from you, not be your teacher. I did a course at night school just so I could show Stuart the important things. And he's progressing so fast now that I've had to start the night classes again.
I could never manage that, what with the hours I work.
So you're still doing 6 nights a week?
I'm afraid so. Still, tomorrow night's my night off.
Poor you. I don't know how you put up with it.
Is your husband still sending you the maintenance checks every month then?
Norman.
Actually, he's my ex-husband now, but he does still send the checks, and he's even agreed to cover Stuart's school fees when he goes to Hanborough in 6 years' time.
Oh, how wonderful.
Well, they do have one of the best computer departments, which will be so important in his later life.
Does Stuart ever have time to play?
What do you mean? He's got all the latest computer games, if that...
No, I mean play with other kids. Kick a ball around, get in fights.
Well, he goes to junior school and he probably does those things.
Norman, it's not the same as when we were at school.
Isn't it? Matthew's a kid, isn't he? He likes to laugh sometimes, and all he seems to do is one lesson after another. What a way to spend a childhood.
So, this is about...
That is the end of part 4. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I shall remind you when there is 1 minute left, so that you are sure to finish in time. Pause for 4 minutes. You have 1 more minute left. That is the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.